Mumbai-based Tata Motors says it will buy British luxury car brands Jaguar and Land Rover from US-based Ford Motors for $2.3 billion in cash. The sale was negotiated after Ford decided to sell the two high-end brands as part of a restructuring drive. Ford has posted massive losses in the past 2 years. Tata has pledged to keep the identities of the two famous brands intact. Roger Madison of British Trade Union Unite told Indian television that Tata Motors will retain all employees of the two companies.
They're looking for long-term investment here and they're looking to grow the business, and we're very excited about that.
Tata Motors controls more than half of India's truck market and nearly 20% of its passenger car market. Many say the Indian company is an unlikely owner of the two luxury car brands. At the moment, Tata Motors produces sturdy trucks and functional cars for India's domestic market. It has also developed the world's cheapest car, costing $2,500. Analysts say Tata pursued the deal to gain a global foothold in the automobile sector. But the takeover comes at a difficult time when a global economic downturn has dampened demand for expensive cars. Sales of both brands have been declining. An economist with the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Anjan Roy, says Indian companies want to expand overseas after making record profits in recent years.
Basically, Indian companies are doing well at home. They have done very well. They have the financial muscles now to acquire companies abroad. They are now looking out to have a much bigger footprint in the international corporate world, in the international marketplace.
Indian corporations spent more than $39 billion last year on overseas acquisitions. The Tata conglomerate, to which Tata Motors belongs, made the largest acquisition when it purchased British metals producer Corus Group for nearly $13 billion. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.